what had come up is a lot of people questioning, you know, what is the protocol for Cass County Jail when somebody is brought in there? Who's notified? And what is it for when they leave? If somebody's released, whether it's winter or summer, how does that work? What do you do for those folks, Jess?
Sure. Well, thanks for getting me on. Yeah. The reason that I can't talk about the case is, number one, it's not our case, so I don't have all the details of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, in reference, specific reference to, I know what has come up in a number of questions is, and some thought processes that this individual, when they were released out into the cold, with not the appropriate clothing and things of that nature. Yeah. So just a couple things here. First of all, in 2025, we released 6,735 people, okay? So as everyone is familiar with, our jail is the largest jail in North Dakota, and we have a lot of people that come in and out of our doors. So our deputies that work there, they do not, I repeat, they do not know the circumstance of every person that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
They would not know the circumstance of Miss Lip's situation and that she been brought here, needed to get back, and things of that nature. That would need to be relayed to us if we needed to make certain accommodations to get an individual back, or you know, not know that they don't have a place to go here. That should have been relayed through the attorney. The attorney is working with this person every day. They know that this person is going to be released. If that person needed certain circumstances, we would think that that person would let us know, because they have that firsthand information, and then we would most certainly make accommodations.
Okay.
We've done that in the past. But when people are released from our facility, the order comes down. If it's in this case where the charges are dropped, it's going to come down from the court, and the order is going to be for us to release that individual. If an individual was sentenced and they're doing a period of time in our facility, that time is going to be sent over, you know, indicating when they're, you know, how much time they need to serve and when they're going to get out, and that's going to be put on that person's file. When that person gets released, we obviously go get them from the housing unit. We bring them down. They finish up the paperwork that they need to do to finish up, and then we give them their property, and they're released into our lobby. I've heard some statements on here, people thinking that we would just open up a door and kick person out into the elements.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really disappointing for me, actually, that someone would think that. And which is why I'm glad that we're on here and we can clear up this information.
Yeah.
But the person gets released into our lobby. Our lobby is part of inside of the jail. And from inside the lobby, if they have a cell phone that they could still utilize, and whether they have minutes on it or not, you know, that would, I'm not sure, probably depends on how long they're in there. But we've got charging stations in there for cell phones. We've got a phone in there that people can use to make arrangements and accommodations, to have someone come and get them, to figure out where they're going to go next. And so that can all be done in our lobby. And there have been instances in the past where someone might be in there for an extended period of time, and if our deputies notice that, they might go out and ask that person, hey, you know, are you, and see if they can assist them.
Sure.
But we're talking about a jail here, and I'm certainly, again, not insensitive to this situation. This is a very bad situation. But that person at any time could come up and ask our staff for assistance, and we would do that. I mean, we've had people at our staff drive people to locations. We've put some people up in hotels before.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, but the person that needs to take on some of that responsibility, because, again, our deputies don't know the circumstances regarding the situation, because it's not our case.
And again,
they're on a different case.
Let me reiterate that real quick so people understand. 2025, 6,000 plus people released. Again, the deputies, mostly, they don't know. It's not their cases. They don't know the circumstances.
Yeah, we don't know what you know. Our people just know what the charges are for. They don't know any of the circumstances regarding this person's life, you know, unless throughout their time in the jail they visit with a deputy and that deputy ends up being the same person that releases them. But I mean, there's a lot of people in there, like we said, that get in and out, and our deputies are just working off of paperwork. They're getting the releases, they're releasing those individuals. They don't know if they have acquaintances here in town or not. But again, if that person reaches out to us and brings that to our attention, we would certainly try to help them. And again, they're not released directly out into the elements. They're released into the lobby area where they can make those arrangements. And we do have programs, which is why I'm kind of somewhat disappointed in some of the thought processes here. And that is, we do have programs. We work with a lot of different programs within our facility where we work with the jail chaplains. I've been on social media raising coats, gloves, mittens for people. We can give those to people if we recognize that they need them or if they ask for them. And we have continued programs on the outside that people can continue in if they're entered into those programs or they ask. So, I think there was definitely a misperception. But again, I would always go back to the fact that certain accommodations or recommendations should be relayed to us through that person's attorney. The attorney had firsthand knowledge in the court.
Yeah,
exactly. That the charges were going to be dropped on this person. They knew that person's story. And so they could have worked with us, and we certainly would have tried to accommodate that. And then I would say that I am aware that this individual that we're referring to had made contact with people the day before, indicating that they were going to be getting out and trying to make arrangements. So it wasn't something that was all of a sudden just sprung on this person, and they didn't know. Now, again, with that being said, I'm not insensitive to the situation. And any time that we have anything like this, this is not good. Not necessarily from our end of things, but that this happened to this person and they were incarcerated for a period of time and then released. And that's not good. But we always look at stuff from our end of things, the Cass County Sheriff's Office end of things, and what's been brought to our attention, is there anything that we could do different? So, every year we send out emails to all of our staff reminding them that if it's inclement weather outside and people need access to clothing and stuff, that's available, and they can get that for that person at any time. That email was sent out this year like it is every year, and so all those things are in place. I would, if you have enough time, I would open it up for questions, because I know, sure, a lot of people called in yesterday. I listened to your show yesterday, and I listened to people calling in, after the fact, and heard a number of their questions, concerns, and I'm always available to come on and be transparent about these things.
Yeah, you always
make sure that we can get the information out. But I'm willing to do that if people want to do it. One other thing I want to bring up, because throughout this whole thing, as the story continues, something that might come up is the fact that we extradited that person back here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, again, we do that. We did do that in this situation. We do that for all cases, just so everyone knows that we weren't part of the case. It's not our case, but any time that a law enforcement agency investigates something in Cass County, and then they think that they've developed enough probable cause to send that information forward to the state's attorney's office, the state's attorney's office reviews that information. If they determine there's enough probable cause, they're going to move that forward to the court, and the judge is going to issue a warrant, right?
Okay.
That warrant then gets put into the system. Like it did in this situation. And then it gets put into the national database. And if this person is arrested in a different jurisdiction, they notify Cass County that they have that person on the warrant that was originated from here. And then it's our duty, the Cass County Sheriff's Office duty, it doesn't matter who it is.
Mm-hmm.
We are the agency that goes down and gets that person from other jurisdictions and brings them back here. It doesn't matter whose case it is, because it would be at a felony level. And at a felony level case, that comes through district court, and we carry out those district court orders.
Okay.
Now, when we go get that person, we're more than likely not going to know the details of the case, but we just have a paper in hand that says there's a warrant for this person. This person has been arrested in a different state, and now we need the sheriff's office to go get that person and bring them back to Cass County so they can face the charges from whatever that agency was that was investigating it.
701-29, let me get this, 701-293-9000. If you got a question, Cass County Sheriff Jesse John are talking about procedures, some questions that came up over this this case that's all over the news right now. 701-293-9000. You can email me studio@wdayradionow.com. Only got about another 5 minutes or so with the sheriff. So okay, go ahead, Sheriff.
Me?
Yeah, I was gonna let you finish.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yep. So I just wanted people to understand that. But again, we wouldn't know the details of the case. In fact, I didn't really know a lot about any of this stuff until it came out in the media. So not even myself as the sheriff, right? But we have a lot of people in our facility, and we just don't know all the circumstances of every person in there. So we try to do our best with the information we have, but at the end of the day, right, I mean, it's very unfortunate that this occurred. But, you know, I don't feel on our end of things that we did anything out of the ordinary that we wouldn't do with anyone else. And had we known all of the circumstances probably regarding this individual, and she would have reached out to us through that process where she's being released, that we could have worked to try to do something.
So we got just a couple minutes. Ronnie, how much time do I have here, buddy?
You probably roughly about 6 minutes, okay. 30 seconds in that ballpark.
So Jesse, what happens? So when someone is booked, in this case, they're coming out, let's say they're coming out of state. I don't know if it matters if they're coming from another state because they're being extradited or here locally. But when they're booked, does jail staff reach out to anybody once that person's booked into the Cass County Jail?
You mean like to any other agency?
Yeah, state's attorney or the investigating agency.
So what normally would happen is we would obviously, that person would get extradited back to the jail. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as we get them back here, right, then we would get them into the court process because they'd have to face the court accusation here. So our jail staff would get them in the court process to go to court. And at that time, the state's attorney would learn that they're in custody here and that they're going to court. And then at that point, it would really be a conversation between the state's attorney and whatever agency was investigating the incident.
Okay.
So, we don't call like a individual detectives and tell them, hey, you know, we got this person. Yeah. Unless that agency specifically calls us and says, hey, if this person comes into the jail, we need to know they're there right away. Can you let us know? I mean, sometimes people will do that.
How often does that happen?
That doesn't happen very often. Mm-hmm. It would have to be something, you know, typically it's on something where maybe it's a drug arrest or something of that nature, and that person's coming in, and the detective that's working that case doesn't want that person to have any other interactions with anyone in the jail or make any phone calls until they can talk to them. Because there's a safety issue with the case.
All right. Fargo Police Chief David Zvolsky had a interview with Scott Hanna. We'll run that interview, people, just after 3. He said in his interview, we'll be discussing communication with Cass County and the state's attorney about issues like this going forward to see if there's a better way to create notification that we're at least aware that someone was in custody. Do you think that's something that needs to be done?
I'm not sure which process he's referring to. If he's referring to the state's attorney letting them know, or us. But if it's us, that would be I agree with them. He should let us know.
Okay. All right. So again,
I'm not trying to be weird about it, right? But we don't know what cases they're working. So yeah, if he wants the staff to let us know, then they can do that, and we'll make sure that we let them know when they come in. But up to that point, I don't know what cases Fargo's working unless they reach out to us specifically.
Now, again,
because so I think that wouldn't be anything that would fall on us. I mean, if he wants to let the state's attorney know to let us know when we go extradite that person and bring him back. But again, it's their case, so they would need to let us know.
Yeah, you guys are doing your job of running the jail. I mean, that's, you know, hey, we don't know. Like you said, in 2025, over 6,000 people released out of the prison. You're not going to know, like you said, unless somebody... you know, that person's been in custody for a while, and that person working the jail has had, you know, contact over that, you know, long amount of time. It kind of knows their situation. But again, nobody gets, if somebody's being released from the Cass County Jail again, and let's say it's wintertime, and they're like, man, I got nothing. I don't have any gloves. I have nothing. It's 20 below. If they asked somebody there when they're released and they're not released out into the cold, they're released into the heated lobby area where they can use their phones and there's phone chargers, and they said, hey, look, man, I got nothing for this cold weather, you guys will have something for them, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah. And our deputies also look for that as well, Jay.
Okay.
I mean, they don't just have to ask us. I mean, if we recognize that, mm-hmm. We can. In this instance, from everything that I've seen is that this person was probably given a jacket. So
okay, yeah, and from what I understand, this person didn't make a request for winter clothing, which we know is available for people that are released. All right, I'm running out of time. Anything else before I let you go?
You didn't have any calls during that?
No,
time?
No. I think people
it
just want.
Like there was a lot of questions yesterday.
Yeah, I think you. I think you've pretty much
like
answered them.
Those.
Yeah, I think you've pretty much answered most of them. If some come in after you're gone, then what I'll do is I'll forward those to you, and maybe if you got time, you can answer them. I'll get your answer out on the air. So
yep, and I'm available to stay on till 2:45 if you want.
I can't because I got Senator Kevin Cramer coming on after you. But if you're available later, are you available later this afternoon? Any chance?
Well, as you can imagine, I've got a lot of media requests today.
Well, I'll check
after conversations yesterday. So where I was going with it is I got another media interview at 4:30. I got to be in a meeting here from 3 to 4, and I've got an interview at 4:30. But if some questions come in and need me to pop on real quick between that 4:30-5 o'clock mark, I can certainly do
okay,
that. I mean, the ultimate goal here, right, is to answer questions and be transparent.
Exactly.
And make sure that people wouldn't think that we would just open up a side door and kick someone out into some inclement elements and expect them to survive that type of a thing. They would be released into our lobby and given other opportunities to try to make accommodations. So.
All right. Well, what I'm going to do is because for some reason here, Sheriff, I do have emails rolling in like crazy, but it is not giving me access to what the hell's going on with this. It's not giving me access to them. So what I'll do is I'll see if we can't get hooked up after 4:30 for a little bit and then address these emails.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks,
Ken.
You got it, brother.
Thanks, Sheriff.